Kyrie in the paint, leaves it. Baines for three. Rattles it home.
I'm back!
Yeah! NBA Australia! How you going? That's right, man. Welcome to NBA Australia. It is Wednesday, October 31. I'm your host, James Clemens. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, mate. Just while repping Australia a little bit. It's just what we do. Today's show, much less hungover than yesterday and feeling much better. So that's awesome. So today's show wraps a big night in the NBA with a couple of huge Celtics and Raptors wins, as well as a flogging in Houston from the Blazers, and the Wizards continue their tailspin. There's also all the usual dumbassery, if that's not a knife, old mate, no mates, spud of the night, better than Lonzo Ball, and of course, yeah, nah, the unpopular opinion of the day, and Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up some flame-grilled takes. And because it's a Wednesday show, we have a brand new Mark Bradke Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week, and a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. It's a pearl of today as well. So we'll also then preview and pick all of seven of tomorrow's games. Yeah, there's seven of them. And the best bit, we'll finish up with a brand new segment. Ah, you know it. Thon McCurr's Kung Fu Academy. Unreal. It's pretty great. So, you know what? We should just get right into it. NBA's back. This is episode 171. This is NBA Australia. Let's go.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
Are you better? I mean, you can watch out for the Shaq attack if you want. You can also watch out for what do we have today. We had a bit of a Kyrie attack. Had a turnover attack over there with our Big Simo on the Sixers. All right, we're going to start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Australia with the daily whip around. It's right there. We had some option news for rookie contracts and whatnot. The big one was Big Simo. Ben Simmons had his picked up. Malik Monk as well. There's a couple of, what, third-year options. Meanwhile, Dragon Bender didn't get his option picked up over there in Phoenix. Aw, isn't that just sad? That's a tough one, man. He went number four overall. Don't forget that. He was like the youngest player in the NBA, and it's just not working, right? Anyway, Houston are probably also not going to pick up their option on Marquise Chris, which was Dragon Bender's like draft buddy, which is pretty cool. But anyway, I don't know, man. I still like am like on board with Dragon Bender. He's really young. He'll be fine. Anyway, what else is there? Oh, the other news that broke today was that the Cavs are hosting the 2020 All-Star Game for some reason. Because nothing screams more fun than Cleveland in winter. Isn't that right, Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland!
I know. Of all places, they chose
Cleveland.
It's weird. Ugh. Brutal. All-Star Games should just be like, All-Star Games and Super Bowl should be in fucking cities that are warm. Just saying. That's dumb. All right, let's get to the wraps for today, shall we? We had eight games. There's a couple of really good ones in there, too. One not great one for Miami was the one where they played in Charlotte. 125-113 Charlotte win. Ugh. Miami just dropped the game to Sacramento, go to Charlotte and drop another one back-to-back. D-Wade showed up for this one. He had 19. He made 4 3-pointers, which is pretty wild, but that's the kind of D-Wade experience you get now. He goes 2-10 the night before, pops up with a 19 here, and it's not enough. Wingen Hassan Whiteside had 16-12, but the Heat still got out-rebounded by the Hornets, who are, don't forget, like starting Cody Zeller and have like basically a 6'9" bloke as their center the rest of the time. They got out-rebounded, Miami did, 39-34 by the Hornets. Bulgies. On Halloween, trick-or-treat, Josh Richardson popped up again. He had 15 points on 5 of 13 shooting after having 31. And Justice Winslow out there getting back into game shape. Rough going tonight, though. 5 points for Justice. Ain't no justice in that. For the Hornets, Tony Parker. Oh, it was a French attack. It's like the first French attack since we ran away from the Germans in World War II. Oh, jeez. Tony Parker had a double-double, though. 24 points, 11 assists, and Frenchie Batum had 20 as well. not bloody bad. Malik at Monk, he had 20 off the bench. The Hornets got 66 points off their bench today, which is pretty good. Kemba Walker had 19. That's his lowest amount of the year. But basically hit two threes very late here to pretty much put it away, which is pretty good of him. Good job there, Kemba. Good on you, bro. Charlotte are now 4-4, and Miami are now 3-4. Yeesh. All right. The Cavs. Oh, speaking of Cleveland. That's right. 136. They beat the Hawks. 114. Oh, how'd we go on our pick on the Hornets? That was a hit. I think we had them at -4. We missed this one with the Hawks +4 because they crapped the beds on the second night of a back-to-back against the Cavs, who were in the middle of a dead coach bounce. I love a good dead coach bounce. It almost never fails as well. Everyone goes, oh, fuck, they fired that guy. We better play tonight. So they do. So the Cavs win the Kyle Korver, Larry Drew Bowl. Larry Drew's still out there saying, I ain't the head coach. Y'all got to pay me that money if you want me to be the fucking head coach. Look, Hawks, it was all really Trae Young here, 24 points, 9 of 13 shooting. We'll talk about him later. The Ukraine train, Alex Len, he had 22 and 9. The NBA's poster boy, for being posterized, that is. Kevin Huerta, he had 13 points, hit 3 of his 4 threes. Good on you, Kevo. Taurine, the Red Bull Prince, had an absolute rough night. 9 points on 3 of 12 shooting. And Jeremy Lin out there getting 12 points and 8 assists as well. But the Hawks, man, way short of the Cavs. Cavs, you had Rodney Hood out there at 26. Chetty Osman with 20. George Hill had 17 as well. And it's just like classic Cavs, right? It's hilarious when there's no pressure and they rock up. And it's like, oh, they fight our coach, man. We better play today. The sex man, Colin Sexton, he had 17 points, 8 rebounds and 3 assists. And some of the best hair you'll see. It's got like a little fucking Padawan thing on the back of his noggin as well. It's great. So the Hawks now drop to 2-5, and the Cavs finally get off the schneid with the 1-6 record. On your Cavs, I guess. Sacramento are currently one of the hottest teams in the NBA, and they beat the Orlando Magic 107-99 in Orlando. We had Orlando -4. That was a miss. Figured Sacramento, it's not often you get the back-to-back in Florida and get two wins, especially for Sacramento. Now, I have no official stats on this, but I'm going to assume that the last time they won back-to-back in Florida was like 2002. Yeah, I'll just say that. Why not? Kings have now won 4 straight. This is unreal. Magic, they started off strong in this. Close for like most of the first half. They actually led for most of the first half. It came back in the fourth, but turnovers really just sort of fucked them. Aaron Gordon, he had 18 and 10, and Vooch had 15 and 15, while Mo Bamba had 5 blocks. With that giant pterodactyl wingspan of his. As mentioned, I mean, for the Kings, 4 straight wins. And during that, buddy Steph Curry healed. Don't look now, but he's turning into a homeless man's dog's trolley version of Steph Curry. 25 points, 11 rebounds in this one. He is currently averaging, well, in this 4-game win streak, 23.5 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 assists on 53% shooting and 44% from 3. Buddy Steph Curry healed. Love it. Belly Belitza, he had 21. Big Willie style, Coley Stein, he had 14 and 11. And Diazza Fox, after, man, this was touch and go. Didn't really think he was going to go, but he did. He got a bit of a sore back. Didn't even score in the first half either, but, you know, popped up in the fourth and brought them home. 8 points in the fourth quarter, 14 overall. Magic 2-5, and the Kings, they're 5-3. They're an 8th spot in the West. They're ahead of the Timberwolves, the Thunder, the Lakers, and the Rockets. That's unbelievable. Love it. Good on you, Sacramento. Detroit, they go to Boston and lose 108-105. We had the Pistons +9, so that's a hit. Bangers, he's back. Aaron Bangers-Baines. First game in, was it 3 games? Over a week. Bit of a calf strain. Good game for the Celtics to get back on track. And look, this was a very, very fun game. It got very close there towards the end. Detroit just wouldn't go away, man. They just stuck around, really made the Celtics work for it. Kept coming, never let up. Massive bucket by Kyrie to put the Celtics up 7 with about a minute left. And then the Pistons came all the way back and still made it very, very close. Fun game. Good job, Pistons. For them, Blake had 24 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists and a block. That block was on Bangers. Aaron Baines as well. So I'll take that as a personal affront, Blake Griffin. You are now my enemy. Andre Drummond, 17 and 12. Reggie Jackson, gross! Fucking 2 of 9 shooting, Reggie. What are you doing, mate? Ish Smith wasn't better, much better either. He had 13 points on 12 shots. The Pistons had 17 assists on 18 turnovers. Ugh, it's a rough one. For Boston, look, Kyrie looked great. We'll talk about him in a second. He had 31. Jason Tatum, 16 points on 4 of 12 shooting. Knocked in some, you know, pretty clutch free throws towards the end there, though. 14 points on 13 shots for his fellow Double J, Jaylen Brown, and 15 and 9 for Flask Dad, Marcus Morris, who might be the most important Celtic so far this year. They'd be shit without him, just saying. Meanwhile, Gordo Hayward, Struggletown still, 3 of 10 tonight, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, while Terry Rozier and Marcus Smart Kid combined for 6 points on 1 of 6 shooting. Ugh. Anyway, Boston pulled it out. We'll talk about bangers in the Australian Player Watch. Boston, though, moved to 5-2. Pistons are 4-2. Sounds about right, doesn't it? Philly, on a back-to-back, go to Toronto and get their asses handed to them. We had the Sixers plus 6.5 points. That's a miss. Raptors 129-112. And wow, Big Simo, rough one, I'll tell you that much. Clamps Leonard was pretty good. Philly, though, they sort of got back into this. It was a 25-9 run in the third and fourth quarter to get back into it. But then the Raptors, with about 3-4 minutes left, really just put the fucking boot on their throats and smashed it. They had 23 turnovers on 25 assists, did the Sixers. Not great. Joel Embiid was very good. 31 points again, 11 rebounds, 4 assists. He's crushing it. Simo, 11 points, 10 assists. 8 rebounds, and yes, he ended up with a triple-double because he had 11 turnovers. Whoa, it's going to come up a bit later, I'll tell you that much. JJ Redick had 13, Arkov had 15. Dario the homie Saric kept up his struggles. 8 points on 9 shots. Not great there, Dario. Not great, mate. Raps, Clamps Leonard had 31 in his return after his rest the night before. Pascal Siakam had a career-high 15 rebounds to go with his 15 points. Big booty guy, Lowry. He had a 20-point, 13-assist night, and Siege threw in 16 out as well. While My Name is Jonas, Valanciunas had 23 points and 4 rebounds. Classic Jonas. But the big shocker of the day, though, I mean, come on, the Sixers were on a back-to-back. They had to travel. It's a bit of a rough one, you know. Come on, we'll cut him a break, I reckon. Raptors are still very good. And Simo, oh, man, he just looked lost at other times. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Portland go to Houston on a back-to-back after playing in Indy the night before and kick the absolute bejesus out of Houston. Oh, Jesus. Great job, Portland. This was wild. 104-85 they win. We had the Rockets minus 3.5. That's a miss. I just figured the, you know, Portland would be a bit buggered from the game the night before on the flight from Indy to Houston. Nah, crush him. No fast James Jimmy Harden. We all know that. He's stripping that strip of glitter out of his beard still and got the calf strain. Or is it hammy? I can't remember. I think it's calf. You'd think that CP3 Melon Clint Capella would be, you know, still enough on a back-to-back, but nope. Houston, Melo. He's all like, hey, yeah, I got to step up. Yeah, he didn't step up. 2 of 12. Jesus, that's gross. Gross. Melo, what are you doing, mate? CP3, he shot 6 of 19, 2 of 8 from 3. Ends up with 17 points, 9 assists, and 5 rebounds. Eric Gordon, 12 points on 4 of 18 shooting. Jesus. And that backcourt, CP3 and Eric Gordon combined to go 4 of 16 from 3 today. Jesus. Clint Capella had 14 and 14, but man, Houston were just shit in this game. And D'Antoni's kind of like, man, I don't know what's going on. We need to figure this the fuck out. It's like, yeah, no shit. Get rid of Melo. Blazers never trailed in this. A bit of a brick fest, but it was pretty fun. Dame had 22 and 7. CJ McCollum had 19. Nurk Smith, hello, Bosnia Bear, 22 and 12. Yes, very good. Nice one, Nurkic. Sauce Castillo on that bench were pretty good. Sauce had 10. Steph Curry, 5. Ev Turner, 5. And Zach Collins had 7 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Filling it up, did Zachy. So Houston fall to 1-5. Equal worst in the West with the Phoenix Suns. They've lost 4 straight. That's unreal. And the Blazers moved to 5-2. Probably one of the more unexpected wins of the young season so far. On your Blazers. Just imagine if you never lost that shit again to this team. The Washington Wizards. They go to Memphis and get their ass handed to them as well. Memphis win 107-95. We had the Grizz minus 2, that's another win. Grizz eked this one out, they were up. Wiz came back, the Grizz put the foot down and had enough in the tank because the Wiz are an absolute fucking rabble. I mean, Wall and Beal are Look, we know that they're good NBA players, right? But they just look fucking rubbish at the moment together, and there's just no fucking, clearly no good communication on this team, and there's no good vibes. And you know who's not going to help that? Fucking old stinky fart Dwight Howard. Jesus. Wall had 22 points and 7 assists in this, and was a minus 14. Ugh. Brad Beal had 7 assists as well with his 17 points, but that came on 5 of 16 shooting. But 4 of 12 from 3. At what point he's like, 4 of 12? Yeah, I'm just going to keep shooting. Whoa. I mean, Otto, I like to get Blatto Porter. He had 15. Kelly Oubre had 16 as well. Austin Rivers was shithouse as per usual. It just turns out, man, Jan Mahinmi, probably not a starting center. And if you're starting him, what the fuck y'all doing? How can this team be missing Dwight Howard? Jesus. Blow it up. Just fucking start it all again. We'll talk about that later. The Grizz, meanwhile, 19 for both Conley and Gasol. Mark had a career high 5 steals as well. He ends up with a 19, 5, 6, and 5. That's pretty good. 20 for Garrett Temple as well. Sure. And Orlando Magic legend Shelvin Mack had 14 points and 8 assists. That's right. Shelvin Mack was better than John Wall and Brad Beal. Just saying. But good job, Grizz. They just kind of put this rabble of a Wiz team in a bit of a sleeper hole right there in the end, and that was it. Grizz, they moved to 4-2, and the Wiz are now 1-6. Oh, jeez, that sucks. Clippers final game of the night, 128. OKC beat the Clippers, 110. OKC, we had them at minus 2.5, so that's a win. So of the, what was it, 8 games, we went 4 out of 8. You know, got to go 52. percent to be a winner. Anyway, tasty, weird game. Steven Adams came back for this one, Ebru. OKC very happy to win this one, I'd say, and not have Pat Bev take out Rusty. Though there was a great moment where he dove at Rusty's fucking knees again. You're like, ah, come on, mate. Just fucking settle down, would you? I mean, for the Clippers, it was kind of, you know, a weird topsy-turvy game. The Rooster had a night out. He had 27 points. Danilo Gallinari. Tobias Harris was a bit off. He had 15 points on not great shooting. Sweet Lou was similar as well. Went 4 of 11 for his 17 usual points off the bench. But I mean, for the Clips, it's a weird one. That starting backcourt of Pat Bev and Avery Bradley just hasn't quite clicked as much as you'd hope. I mean, they're both kind of like those, oh, bro, I'm kind of always injured, eh, bro? And yeah, tonight that was 6 of 16 combined. Bev had 6 assists. Well, Bradley went 1-4 from 3. It's like, oh, you can just see the potential there. But it's just not coming to fruition, is it? Montrezl Harrell, though, is still out playing Marcin Gortat. And it's weird how the Clips have to use Boban Marjanovic more than they seem to want. But at the same time, he might be their best center. Let's get Boban out there. Well, I mean, if you're not going to play him, he could at least be back in Eastern Europe scaring villages. But Jesus Christ, get him out there on the floor. The dude doesn't need to jump to dunk. Anyway, and for the OKC Thunders, big night at home in LA for both PG and Rusty. For Paul George, he had 32 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists and 2 blocks, shot 9 of 18. And Rusty also had 32, went 13 to 25 with 8 assists, 4 rebounds and 3 steals. OKC, man, it was just a good all-round effort with with those two sort of leading the way. And then German Rondo and Dennis Schröder, 15 off the bench. Steven Adamsbrew also had 18 and 10 with 3 steals, crushing it in his return. It's pretty good. So OKC finally, you know, they're on a winning streak now because they've won their 2 games. So they're 2-4, and the Clippers are 4-3. There you go. All right, so let's get on to the NBA Strayer Approved Performance of the Night.
Nice. That's a knife.
That was a knife. Kyrie Irving, mate, gets his hair cut, comes out, drops 31, looks fucking amazing. That was awesome. Good job, Aussie Kyrie. But I'm also going to give this to Clamps Leonard. He also had 31, and these, both the Raptors and Celtics, had very impressive wins and much needed ones too. Raptors getting over the Sixers and Kyrie Celtics getting up over the Pistons. And then final, man, look, 31 is nice for Kyrie and Clamps. How about, you know, we go up one and Rusty and Paul George, 32-point games against the Clips was pretty good. Like, that's a trap game. Going into LA, you're at home. They were coming into OKC. So you're at home against a weirdly squirrely Clippers team and they come out and just flex on them against fucking Avery Bradley, Pat Bev, Tobias Harris. They did good. So good job, Paul George and Rusty Westbrook. You survived the trap game, and that was not a knife. That was a knife. All right, what about old mate, no mates?
Old mate, no
mate.
Old mate, no
mate.
Old mate, no
mate. Old mate, no mate.
Who's got no mates today? Oh, it's got to be Scott Brooks, doesn't it? Washington Wizards coach. Oosh. I mean, after they played the Clippers, Doc was like, oh, yeah, Scott came over and was like, oh, man, oh, shit, your dudes actually look like they enjoy playing with each other. That's weird. And Doc was like, what the fuck are you talking about, Scotty? Yeah, man, that is absolutely brutal, right? Scott Brooks, this Wiz team is just an absolute rabble. 1-6, they're going to have to, like, trade someone or shit can Brooks ASAP, right? Like, that's the problem, though. Washington gave fucking Randy Whitman an extension and took forever to fire the guy, and Ernie Grunfeld is still their GM, despite being aggressively shithouse at his job. That is unbelievable. How is this team so bad? I just don't get it. So I've got a feeling that Scott Brooks is going to be persona non grata right there in Washington, and they're going to have to figure something the fuck out and soon. Because, look, 1-6, it's not impossible to get back from that, especially this early in the season, but it's not a great fucking start, is it? All right, what about Spud of the Night?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the Night.
Oh, Spud of the Night, it hurts my soul, but it's Big Simo, isn't it? Oh, mate, a triple-double with turnovers, that'll get you. Ah, jeez. So, yeah, Luke Simo, 11 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds, 11 turnovers. That, oh, there was just a couple of absolute rubbish ones as well where he kind of kept falling and it's like just lost his handle. You're like, what is he, huh? Like, has he had like 4 beers before going out there or something? Jesus. Absolutely fucking atrocious at times. But anyway, look, in terms of Big Simo stuff though, if you're going to do it big, right? So he nearly has a quadruple double. So it's a triple-double turnovers, nearly gets the quadruple-double, and he joins Magic Johnson in 1986, Damon Stoudemire in 97, and Jason Kidd in 2000, the only players in NBA history who have had more turnovers than assists when they've had 10 assists in a game. That is wild. On your Simo, so that's like a bit of an upside to a bit of Spud of the Night, wasn't it? And how about the pantsing of the evening? Well, Alex Len got posterized by Rodney Hood, but the real pantsing evening is just really Washington, isn't it? I mean, for a presumed East playoff team to be this shit is just embarrassing for everybody. They're just like wandering around with their dacks around their fucking ankles, their schlongs hanging out, and everyone pointing and laughing going, ha, 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 look at that. All right, what about better than Lonzo Ball for today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. If everybody wants somebody to score 4 points, have 1 rebound and 1 assist, like Lonzo Ball. But usually we do the old better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball, but today no one was better than Trae Young, and Trae Young was better than Lonzo Ball today. That's some nice circular logic, me. Trae Young versus the Cavs tonight, 24 points, 9 of 13 shooting, 3 of 4 from 3 with 4 assists, and looked very good and in control when he went to the rim and did some other stuff. I mean, it was against the fucking Cavs, who, like, you know, the Sunbury under 8 might have beaten at some point. But still, good job, Trae Young. Looked awesome. And today, you are better than Lonzo Ball. It's going to be really interesting to see how Lonzo sort of shapes up now that Rondo's back as well with these Lakers teams, right? Anyway. All right, we'll be back in a second with some Yeah Nah and a bunch of other good fun stuff.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we are back. It is time for Yeah Nah, where we take 3 NBA storylines and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number 1. Would firing Carmelo Anthony into the sun solve Houston's problems? Yeah Nah. Yeah, I mean, probably. Shit. Don't see why, like, how it would hurt. The dude went fucking 2 of 12 today. Pretty sure he can get someone in off the street. He might be able to do that. Also, did you like the little sort of wood firing Mellow into the sun solve Houston's problems? Like, Houston, rocket ships. Houston, we've got a problem. His name's Mellow. I like that one. So, D'Antoni said today, I don't have a lot of answers right now. We're not playing well. We're going to have to get in a room and do some talking and figure this out. We've lost our swagger and we're on our heels. Damn fucking straight, dude. You really are. It's maybe you get Jeff Bezelic back and, you know, paying a bit of attention to your fucking defense, because at the moment, it's a shit show there in Houston. Seriously, like, they're just absolutely fucking, they're giving up 116 points a game and only scoring 106. Houston, unbelievable. Anyway, number two, yeah, nah. Is Kyrie's hair the secret to all his success? Yeah, nah. Yeah. Maybe. Like, that's wild. So, we've had, like, what? Changing his shoes, Kyrie. We've got, like, headband Kyrie, haircut Kyrie, and I mean, he trimmed his beard, and Kyrie comes out with a season high 31 and shoots 10 of 16. So, Kyrie finally figured out the secret, I think. It's just like, just make sure the hair is like short and bang on. Even though I loved his hair, I love that headband and like that slightly longer hair. It looks sick. Anyway, oh well, damn shame. Good job though, Kyrie. And then finally, yeah, nah, should the Wiz shit can Scotty Brooks? Yeah, nah. I mean, yeah, they probably should, but they probably won't. But I mean, they would also likely move him before they traded Brad Beal or John Wall, right? And I feel like Beal would probably be a good candidate to be moved if they think about it, even though he's probably the better player on a better contract, in my estimation. I mean, who the fuck is going to take on that John Wall contract? I mean, squints at Nets, looks at a interesting Allen Crabb, D'Angelo Russell trade. Interesting. But still, ugh, it's a rough one. Look, I'm not convinced Scott Brooks is good. I've watched far too many OKC Thunder games to be convinced that guy knows how to do much beyond, like, really good player development shit. Because at the moment, man, those Wizards are just an absolute shit show. Just saying. All right, what about the unpopular opinion of the day?
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. It's the unpopular opinion of the day. You know what? The Sacramento Kings are really fun. Oh, I love watching them. I've like watched so much of them so far this season. It's weird. De'Aaron Fox, Diazza himself, is legit. I love the mix of Big Willie Cauley Stein Styles hair and that Kings jersey and his weird beard. And buddy Steph Curry Hield is actually popping. I'm on board. This is awesome. It's definitely not going to last beyond like next week. But in the meantime, like, I'm fucking loving this. I mean, especially sweeping that Florida back-to-back, man. That's immense. I love it. And this is, like, before Marvy Bagges is out there fucking stomping on fools. He's just getting up to speed. This is awesome. Anyway, love me some Sacramento Kings. All right. And you know what you've been waiting for? It's Wednesday. So step on in to Outback Takehouse. We'll throw some shrimp on the barbie and a bunch of other bullshit things that we don't actually do back in Australia. And have a bit of a takeout for you. And on Wednesday at Outback Takehouse, you know what that means. 4-for-1 bloomin' onions. Because no one knows what the fuck a bloomin' onion is in Australia. We need to get rid of them. Also, some flame grilled takes. And some today's flame grilled take is, after 8 years of going nowhere, the Washington Wizards should trade everybody. John Wall, Brad Beal, Dwight Howard, it doesn't matter, and start afresh and change their name back to the Bullets. It's the only way anyone will give a crap about this horrible bloody team ever again. Only at Outback. That's not a bad flame grilled take. Doesn't seem that flame grilled, actually. I mean, the Wizards should just be the Bullets. That's a sick name. The Wizards suck. And John Wall and Brad Beal obviously hate each other. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Not sure if that's a flame grilled take or just common sense. I don't know. All right, we'll be back in a second with the NBA Stray Australian Player Watch. And, oh, we got a Luke Longley Award to give away today. No, Mark Bradke Memorial today. And great moments in NBA Australia State history. It's going to be good. All right, we'll be back in a second.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stray, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we are back. It's the NBA Stray Australian Player Watch. And look, we had Big Simo and Jonah Bolden out there with the Sixers today. Big Simo, as I already mentioned, 11, 8 rebound, 10 assists, 11 turnovers. The triple-double with turnovers, not a great one. But that does go to his triple-double count, which is now three. big Simo. But Jonah Bolden, though, got out there, son of Bruce, against the Raps. He had 1 point, one rebound, and one assist in 4 minutes. So if you extrapolate that out, you get 9, 9, and 9 per 36 minutes. Great stuff, Jonah Bolden. That's awesome. The Jingler, Joe Ingles, and Kangaroo Kobe, Dante Exum, play the Wolves tomorrow. They didn't play today. While King Deli of Maryborough, first of his name, Smasher of Tins, and Kung Fu Thon McCur, a couple of days off for the Bucks. Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, he's in LA tomorrow against the Lakers. Paddy Thrills Mills takes on the Suns tomorrow. And as mentioned, Aaron Bangers Baines returned for the Celtics against his old team, the Pistons. Went out there and absolutely crushed it. You heard him hit a three at the start of this show. He played 12 minutes, he had 9 points, 5 rebounds and an assist, went 3 of 5 from the field and 1 of 2 from three. And so the Bangers, 3-point watch, he's 4 of 9 for the year. That is awesome. So that's great. We've also got some great extra Aussie news. I believe we now have official confirmation that Mitch Creek has made the Nets G League roster. All we knew that he was at G League Media Day. Always figured that considering he came so very close to making the actual Nets roster, that they'd keep him around with the Long Island Nets with an eye to bring him up and figure out their two-way contracts for those 16 and 17 spots on their roster. So good job, Mitch Creek. Dang it, Dale's probably going to make the G League roster for the, what is it, Raptors 905 as well. We're keeping an ear out for Isaac Humphries as well with the Hawks. All right, quick one, the Mark Brecky Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week. I watched a bit of this game today. My name is Jonas Valanciunas, the giant Lithuanian. He's so sweaty, I'm not surprised he only got 4 rebounds today. The ball's got to slip off his fingers every time he fucking gets near it, huh? It's just what he does. Oh, just pours off him, you know it smells like goulash. Good on you, my name is Jonas. That was great. But the best part is, it's a Wednesday. And do you know what that one means? Oh, one of my all-time favorite segments. I love this one. Let's do it.
Great moments in NBA Australia stat history.
Yes, it's a great moment in NBA Australia stat history because yesterday was the first day that Luke Longley ever played in the NBA. That's right. It was the anniversary of Luke Longley's NBA debut. So if that's not a great moment in NBA Australia stat history, I bloody well don't know what is. So after being taken 7th overall by the Wolves, Big Lucian debuted against the horrible Dallas Mavericks. And the Wolves were also horrible and got their ass beat. So he got out there for a total of 4 minutes and managed a single foul and a turnover. Oh, that's classic. I reckon the refs probably dogged him though. Anyway, it's a bit of an inauspicious start to a glory-filled career that ended up, after another 10 more seasons and 3 championship rings later? It's awesome. And it all started on this day 27 years ago, back in 1991. Unreal. On you, Big Lucian. That is a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. All right, we'll be back in a sec with the game previews and a Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in right after this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Australia. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we are back. It is time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board / Twitter check-in, which is literally just looking at Patty Mills' Twitter to get inspired. So there's a great one that he tweeted out today. Immersed in the culture for San Antonio's Dia de los Muertos celebrations. Patty Mills out there with his lady and all decked out in some amazing makeup. He looks incredible. Patty Mills crushing it. The Dia de los Muertos looks unreal. So that's awesome. And there's also another great one. Jabari Young wrote a big piece on Patty Mills for The Athletic. And Patty Mills retweeted that saying, "New at The Athletic, read on. Patty Mills, the man who plays for the name on the front of his jersey. The man who brings the heart, the energy, and the spirit of the hustle of his new look, this new look Spurs squad. Yeah, Patty's the guy," Rudy Gay said. So get around that. Smash it. It's on The Athletic. Better subscribe. And it's pretty inspiring. That the Dia de los Muertos photo. Look, Fucking badass. Good job, Patty. All right, let's get to today's game previews for tomorrow's 7-game slate. Let's do it.
Game previews. Game previews.
What do you think there, inadvertent Bane?
It's weird when you're Bane because every day is basically Halloween.
So yes, that's right. Thanks, inadvertent Bane. All right, Pistons at Nets. Nets will try to avenge their loss in Detroit a couple of weeks ago. The Pistons on a back-to-back after that Celtics game. And it's going to be interesting with the Pistons because you know that they're going to be out there looking forward to a big night out on the Terps after a back-to-back. They'll be out there in, you know, New York City, about to crush it, get in a One Oak. What do you reckon? I think the Pistons will win that. Not the Pistons, the Nets. Nets are 2.5-point favorites. I think I'll take the Nets in that one. They really need to get a win back. And, yeah, I feel like I've seen them beat the Pistons in Brooklyn like a million times. So give me the Nets. We have the Indianapolis Pacers. Indiana Pacers taking on the New York Knickerbockers of New York. This is the Spike Lee Bowl. Love this. Let's see if Victor Oladipo can turn into the new Reggie Miller for Spike. I love that. That'd be fun. He's kind of got like a very similar kind of fuck you vibe about him as well, does Victor. I love it. Anyway, the Knicks are a mess. I think Indy should absolutely smash them. They are 5.5-point favorites. I will take Indiana in that one. Denver at Chicago. Golden State just put up 92.5 against Chicago. I've got a feeling Denver might do the same. Another amazing offense. It's legitimate, man. I mean, Golden State, they are scoring 124 points a game. Oh, Jesus, whereas Denver at 113. But I reckon that'll change drastically from their game against Chicago. Joker versus Wendell. That'll be a bit of a problem. Get the dust off the old Robin Lopez. But man, Dartsman, Gary Harris, and Jam and Jamal, I reckon they're going to absolutely fucking toast Chicago. So in terms of their actual odds, what do you reckon? Denver, 7.5-point favorites. I will take 7.5 points from Denver against Chicago every day of the fucking week. Utah go to Minnesota. Jingler and Donovan fucking Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, the Stafford Tower. Versus Jimmy Butts and Big KAT. Should be good. We've got a Ricky Rubio revenge game as well after all those years in Minnesota. I think I'll take the Jazz to win this one. They're 2.5-point favorites. Look, Minnesota looked to figure something out a little bit against the Lakers the other day. Cat had a good game and so did Jimmy Butts. But I think the Utah Jazz are just too good. I will take the -2.5 for Utah. Yeah, give me that. Should be a good game, though, that one. Speaking of good games, the Pelicans at Golden State. That's another pearler. Love it. Pelicans have lost two straight all of a sudden, though. They probably should have lost three as well, but they snuck that one out against the Nets. This is going to be fascinating, though. Golden State, they just had a bloke put up 52 points in 27 minutes, and he's like the third or fourth best player on the team. It's unreal. Look, it's going to be interesting to see how the Pels play them after last year's playoffs. And look, can they pose a bit of a challenge with a bit of time? With Mirotić out there, we'll see what they can do. Pretty curious about this one. Pelicans at Golden State. So the Pelicans are getting 12.5 points against Golden State. You know what? I think I'll take the Pelicans with the +12.5 because they are very, very good. Even though Golden State are fucking smoking dudes at the moment, Pelicans are really good as well. It's going to be really good. Interesting stuff. I like that one. Good game. Dallas at Lakers. We've got Luka Doncic in the spotlight. This is, I reckon this will be a bit of a big Lakers win, though. Dallas just feel a bit fumesy at the moment. They've lost four straight. Lakers need a big home win to get back on track as well. So Mavs, I think you'll cop it. They are getting 6.5 points. The Dallas Mavericks, they are +6.5. I think the Lakers -6.5 will cover that, though. Lakers for a smashing. And then final game tomorrow, Spurs at Suns. Whoosh. Suns are a bit of a similar boat with Dallas as well. Started off okay. The wheels are falling off very rapidly. They've lost five straight of the Suns. Devo Booker may or may not be back from his little calf strain as well. DeAndre Ayton, though, is as good as advertised. But look, I think the Spurs should roll against the Suns. But the Suns are... Ooh, actually, no, without Devin Booker, I don't think they can keep pace. Spurs are 7-point favorites. I'll take Spurs -7. I think they'll beat up on the Suns. As per usual, it's just tradition. And you know what? As is tradition for us, that's it for today. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness. In the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Stray on Twitter, Facey, Insta. We're all over socials during the games and everything. been a bit slow in the last day and a half just because I've been trying to kick this weird cold hangover thing. Get around to NBAAustralia.com. Chuck us a rating and review on iTunes and Google Podcasts or whatever podcast app you use. That'd be awesome. It helps us out heaps. Huge thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music. Go check out their new band, though, House Hats. They're the best band in Australia right now. Their new single, I've Been Broken, plays behind Yeah Nah here every day. And it's an absolute rip snorter. That's House Hats, I've Been Broken. Go request that up on Triple J or whatever. Also, thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, 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 and Dozers for the tunes you heard throughout the show. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp and Facey. And remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that's it, man. Stick around for a brand new segment, Kung Fu Academy with Thon McCurr. And we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, laters. Greetings, students of Kung Fu and life. I am your benevolent teacher, Mr. Thon McCurr, and welcome to my Kung Fu Academy. Now, you all know me as the world's most bitchin' Kung Fu fighter, so over the course of the season, we are going to teach you how to be a supreme badass like me, Thon McCurr. So, as part of my introduction to this class, I have but one lesson for you today. And remember, in the hallowed tradition of Kung Fu, your first step is always the most important one. So make sure it's a bloody fly kick. Yeah! All right, that's today's lesson. Tune in next week for more Kung Fu Academy with Thon McCurr.